Reformed Church.
There's something that I was thinking about, and I shared a little bit with the team pre-service. And, you know, we had been talking even last service about how the problem, obviously, that we have had, that the human race had, right, was the flesh, right, this body, right, and this carnal mind, right? Because everybody knows, there's not a single human being that has ever lived that doesn't know what it feels like to want to do something and then feel impotent to want to do something right and not have the power to continually do it, or to want to stop from doing something wrong and still feel impotent to stop doing it, right? And to repeat and constantly repeat. And the cool thing I'll tell you about the church, if they're teaching the gospel appropriately, is that there's never a time where you come into the church and that the expectation of anyone being there is that, something like Miss Lindsay was praying, that they have it all together. Because if you did, you wouldn't be here, right? There is no room, obviously, in the church for people that don't need Jesus, right? Because that's the only reason that you would ever come to church. That's the only reason why you would ever seek the Lord, is because you understand that in and of yourself, you can't, right? Because that's exactly what the Lord did, right? He did what we could not do, in that because we were weak in the flesh and we could not do that which was right, he made us righteous himself by his own work, because we couldn't make ourselves righteous, right? And I just read something to you very quickly out of Romans chapter 4 and verse number 7. This is from the King James Version. It says, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So another way to say blessed really is happy, right? You would think that the people that would be happy aren't the people that feel impotent of themselves and that reach out to someone and depend wholeheartedly on him, right? You wouldn't think those are the happy people. You think the happy people are those that have it all together and they always do what's right. The thing is, that's a figment of someone's imagination, because there is no such person, right? There is no such thing as a person that has to actually, that lives and always does everything right. Moses said, you want to do what's right? Here are 10 commandments, right? Live by them and keep them all your life. Obviously, the scripture says that it's impossible that anyone could ever be righteous on their own, because no one could ever be justified of all their wrongdoing by being perfect. The only one that ever lived like that was Jesus, and then he became sin on a cross for us, right? So it's just an interesting thing. You know, he said, happy are those whose sins are forgiven and whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed or happy is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. So being a person that still does not do everything right, but because you receive the finished work of Jesus on the cross, right, you could actually still be happy in the midst of still messing up in your life, because you know that your forgiveness and your righteousness is not dependent on something that you've done, but on the work that he's done, right? And then he says, comes this blessedness, in verse number 9, comes this blessedness, or does this blessedness come this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? In other words, circumcision meaning that's a physical work of the law. You have to physically be circumcised, right? So does the blessedness, he's saying, come upon those that do everything right according to a law? Or does it come upon those that keep one law, which is the law of faith in Jesus Christ? And he answers the question. He says, comes this blessedness... He said, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say, he says, that faith was reckoned or accounted to Abraham for righteousness. So in other words, what they're saying is, look at Abraham. How was he made righteous? How was he justified of sin? It was just by one thing. It wasn't actually because he was good, because I think there's not a personality in Scripture that you don't see mistake after mistake that they've made, right? It was just that they did one thing right, and it was that they had faith in a finished work. In Abraham's day, he was looking forward to a work that would be done by the Messiah that was to come. In our day, we're looking back at a work that's already been finished. But either way, whether you were looking ahead and believing it, or you were looking back and believing it, the work is still the same. So it's an awesome thing to be able to come into a place. See, everywhere else where people go, they have to pretend that everything's all right. They have to act and put on a pretty face, even though things don't look pretty. So you can't, you don't feel at liberty to just say, hey, will you pray for me? You know, things, I'm just not thinking right today. Could you just pray for me? You can't do that out there, right? Because out there, it's the ones that survive are the strong, which nobody is. The ones that die off are the weak, which all people are, right? It's just that, but when you can try to pretend that everything's okay, right? It's an awesome thing that you don't have to come to church like that, that you can just say, you know what? I've come because I'm seeking God and I don't know what I need, but I know I need something, right? Because things are just not right in my life, right? That's really the awesome thing about being able to seek the Lord, is that you never have to pretend, never got to put a face on, never got to act like everything's okay, right? The Lord knows, and it's just a cool thing, right, to be able to know that you could be happy in the midst of anything that's going on in your life, right? Because if you've received the finished work of Jesus Christ, right, you're still relying on Him like it was the first day. Right? When you feel like everything's going great, you're still relying on Him. When something's going wrong, you're still relying on Him. So it never changes, right? You're always still just relying on the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.